I mean, can I ask a chat about last week's year?
Yeah, which year?
The Timberwolves.
Yeah.
On Monday. I don't know, I'm not so familiar with the sugya, but what's being mevatel the tam of the iser? The whole potato or the tam of the potato?
The time of the potato.
You have the same question back and forth. This is Yechakir of Mamay Sha'irin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Might not come in if you're Mishai in the Madden Nafik Minay or the Madden Yafbe. It is
okay,
Madden
well,
Nafik
I'll let me
Minay,
say
then
it.
you're
Okay,
Madden Nafik for
let
the
me say it
potato.
over again. Okay. Okay, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?
Before we get started, I want to just point out Shabbat and Fathers from Dalit that connects with the Fathers about
Okay, now we can begin. Okay, so the Shailas Gemara with the day Misharin and by the Nafik Minay is that if you have a meatball, right, a treif meatball that falls into a pot of rice, and you don't have shishim neged, say connected the whole meatball. So if you hold the day, so then it wouldn't, it's not going to be the bottom. But if you hold me by the nafik minay, so then that means you mishayer. How much do you think tam came out of the, obviously, how much tam really came out into the, it wasn't a whole kizayis worth of pipash just because the be'ed is still there. It's not like the be'ed disintegrated because the be'ed is still there. So there was some minimal amount that the that came out of the meatball. So then you only need shishim connected that minimal amount if you hold the ma'ida nafik minay. If you hold b'diday, then you have to assume that. So the simple shot in the Gemara is, since we don't know, that is, but how much is b'ma'ida nafik? We're not sure. So memela, that's why we're machmir to worst case scenario, that even if you want to say that all the tam came out, you still have to be shy connected the whole meatball. And if you don't shishim connected the whole meatball, then it's going to aser. Then we'll see. Rav Moshe has a different pshat in the day Misharina. He holds it's not a din suffik. It's not a din suffik. That's simple pshat in the Gemara seems to be that we don't know. If we might have nafik minay, we don't know how much is nafik minay. So what are we going to do? So we're going to just mishayah b'kulo. Can't be more than kulo, right? But Rav Moshe learns no, that b'didei misharina means that even if the whole meatball remains be'en, we still say that there's a charge that comes out, that it emits. In other words, the tam of the whole thing is so even though the be'en remains, in the be'en is the koyach of every piece of be'en, kenegdoi, is some tam from that piece of be'en. So whatever the shear of be'en is, that's the shear of tam. So therefore, there's no stira that the whole be'en is there, and yet the whole tam was spurred out into the tarovas.
Rosh Hashanah
said that it stays in for a long time.
Okay.
My question is, what's mevatel?
What's mevatel?
The tam.
The tam.
The kazayas, the amount of rice or the tam of the rice?
The ma'inaf kamina.
Because why is it a kula if you're going with ma'ida nafik minay? You still need ma'ida nafik minay of the rice as well. You only have ma'ida nafik minay of the rice. He's saying you don't have shishim.
Nothing is being nothing when you have the rice. The rice is the
receiver. You don't have shishim. You say you don't have shishim of bulk. You don't have 60 kazaisim to one kazayas of meat. But I have 60 times of tam that went out of rice. Yes. So if I don't have 60, then I don't have 60 times of tam. If this is b'mayde nafik minay, then the rice is b'mayde nafik minay.
No, because it's not nafik minay. It's receiving. It's a davar kasher. So it's not doing anything. It's not nafik. Nothing is nafik. The question is, what happened?
It's not the time of the rice. It's the actual
molecules
of every rice.
It's the same thing. The time or the mouth, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I don't have time. You're saying, mind and nafik minay. The time
mind and nafik minay is from the perspective of the oyser.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is the oyser. The rice is kosher. That's the makabel.
So it's not that they're both sending out tam and then those two tams are getting teruvus.
Yeah, I mean, now you could say the be'ed has tam in it, and that's what's causing. Means what if you had something? What would be if you had something that didn't have tam? You had a be'ed that doesn't have any tam to it. So would you say that therefore had a chishim in its bulk? Would you say, therefore, that it's that you know, like sometimes you know, you eat something that doesn't have any taste to it. I'm on a sugar-free diet, so sometimes I eat things that I'm having no taste to it. So, would you say that if you know, nothing come out, you know? So it's the bed, but usually the bed, can I get every piece of bed? Is tam licked in the bed? But even if it would be tam licked in the bed, the neutral tam also is. We should mention today is the yahrzeit of Moshe Soloveitchik, Gimel Shvat was the. When did he pass away? In the 40s. You have the date? 41. In 41. He was in YU for only what, 10 years or something. That he had Gedoyle Oilum that learned by him, Rav Bick learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and Rav Yosef Weiss learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Bel Shefter learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Chashuva people, Rabbi Siv, Rabbi Asher Siv, learned by Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. I remember Rabbi Siv, when I was in Rabbi Siv's class in YU, he said there was a whole chevra that used to stay up the whole Thursday night learning. He was part of that chevra, in fact, Siv with Rabbik and others. And Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik lived here in the neighborhood. He lived in Washington Heights. And he was the oldest son of Chaim Brisker. But Velvel was younger than him. Velvel was younger than him. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ramosha Feinstein was his mishpacha, because. His wife, who was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's wife? What was her name? What was her last name?
Feinstein, no?
Feinstein, yeah. She was Ravelia Prushna's daughter. And I think Rav Moshe Feinstein was by the shore when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik came by the boat. He came out to greet the boat. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik came to America. So that's the day, Gimel Shvat. And his son always gave the yahrzeit shir. Gimel Shvat.
Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was Rav Moshe's uncle?
In other words, that's how it goes. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's wife was Prujna, Revelia Prujna's daughter. Revelia Prujna,
Elisha's mother.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so they were cousins. Yeah.
No, Ramesh's mother was a prisoner, no? Rav Feinstein married a prisoner.
Let's go slowly. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's wife was Rav Elia Prusher's daughter.
And Rav David Feinstein.
And Rav David,
Rav Moshe's father.
Rav Moshe's father was Rav David Feinstein, who was his wife.
Also married a prisoner and daughter.
So, but they were related. So I think, so I think the story goes that Rav Moshe
he was Rav Moshe and the Rav, and the Rav were first cousins.
Yeah, they were first cousins. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik, it was always one of the exciting days of the YU calendar, Gimel Shvat. He gave a shiur for hours and hours in the Lamport Auditorium. You know, Lamport Auditorium in the MTA building. Full. The whole thing was full. Plus, there's a little balcony there in Lamport Auditorium also. And then they piped it into the Zeisman Base Medrash, so it also was full. And it was on for going for hours and hours in Yiddish. He always wanted to give that. Even the years that he gave the second Yortzeit shiur, he gave for his brother, his wife, and his brother, his wife, and his mother, that was in English, at least in the days that I was here. But he went for his father, he always stuck with the tradition to give it in Yiddish for his father. So, and the shul, you know, the shul here on 186th Street, the Asher shul, the quarter of 186th at Amsterdam, its new location after COVID that they shut them down when they were in 666. You know, so a new location opened up. Last year Shabbos, Gimel Shvat was on with Shabbos, and that was when it opened up at that Shabbos. Okay, so we just mentioned that. Okay, so that's the story here. Okay, now, so we discussed today, we learned the nothing we name. Then the last thing we discussed is Kanan, the Shari Surim. So now we have one other thing to discuss. And let's take a look. There's a Ramban. From page 7. Mustabra, we see where the arrow is. Bein b'chadosha, bein b'yishona. In other words, if you have a fork, a spoon, whether it's new or old, Lo amrinin may debala b'shar b'shulam nasa devela. In other words, what if you have like this? You see, if it's yeshana, so it's already, the bli is already pogum. It's already 24 hours. If it's chadasha, so it means it's within 24 hours of blias. So say you had a blia of carrots in the spoon. And there's 10 kizesim of carrots. In other words, the spoon was, the carrots were stirred by the spoon. It's carrots on the pot, hot, and it's you're stirring the spoon. So we assume that it's bedidei misharina, right? So therefore, all the carrots, all the time of the carrots went into the spoon. Right, and then after that, within 2 hours later, he stirs the same spoon with a kazayas of treif meat. So now you have a kazayas of treif meat in the spoon and 10 kazayasim of carrots. So now you can take that spoon and stir rice. So what do you need? You need shishim keneged the what? The whole blia of carrots? Do we say chatichanas as the vela? Just like by chatichanas as vela, when it's a be'et. You have to mevatel the whole chaticha, not just the blia of iser. So too over here, when you mevatel the carrots, you have to mevatel just the blia of the kazayas of iser that went into the carrots. There was only one kazayas, or the 10 kazayasim of carrots.
Assuming the spoon itself is the size of
like a kazayas. Yeah, right. If it's not kazayas, it can't be bigger than the spoon.
I've never seen a spoon that big.
Okay. You'll imagine it. So he says, the Ramban says, you don't say Chanan Biblis. Because we say Chanan, that if you have a potato, be'ed, and you have a 10th say some potato, and then you have a kazayis of a meatball, Be'en, that was cooked with the potatoes, and then the time of the potato, the time of the what of the meatball goes into the potatoes. So then when you take that potato and put it into rice, so shitas Rabbeinu Tam is you need to mevatel the whole potato, which was tekazesim, and shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim is you only have to mevatel the tam, the one kazayas of Isra. Because he holds, you don't say katichanas as the veil of Bishar Surah. So the question, the same question you have, what if we're not talking about Be'en? We're talking about tam. What about if we're talking about tam? You're talking about tam. So you have tam of carrots and the tam of iser. So do you, and if you hold chanan b'shari surim, will you have to mevatel the 10 kizesim of heter, which became osir through the one kizais of iser, or do you have to, or not? So the Ramban sheet is, you only have to mevatel the kazayas of Issa. But the idea that we said by Be'en, that you have to mevatel the whole potato, and you need shishim keneged the whole potato, you don't say that by Blias. You only say by Be'en. So that says, so mistabra bein b'chadosha, in other words, b'chadosha means that there are new Blias here, within 24 hours. So those Blias count. Bein b'yishana, Yishana means they're old blias, but those don't count anyway, because it's already, Yishana means it's 24 hours. It's already doesn't count. Lo amrida mai debola b'shar b'shul of nasis nevela. So we don't say it's that the previous blias are nasis nevela. Have the balua lo ashkecha. Because when it comes to balua, you don't say chanan. The old men of Tamashu is balu kama per kolabosa. So that is the chiddush of the Ramban. That you don't say Hanan Biblis. Okay. But then there is the Mordechai. That is the Mordechai. Page 12. Tazav Ravya came to Bisharin and Bashishim, Neganakli, Osir, Vikli, Malimaim, Malim Gader Hasur, also a Mai Mathrum, Vikter Gader Hasur, Mosukli Godal, a Mai Yotim. Wait, is this one second? So the Mordechai disagrees. Let me just find out the line of the Mordechai. Whether you say Hanan the Blitz. Tofresh I test. Let's put it in this part. It's in, I don't know. Let me see if it's in the packet or not. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shaila is it in the... If anyone sees it, let me know. Don't see it. Okay. Oh, but so Bekitsa, until we see it inside, you'll take my word for it that that the other sheet is that you do say Hanan Biblis. If you say Hanan Bashari Sur. That you do say Hanan even Bablis. So there are two machloikis in here. One machloikis is whether you say Hanan Bashari Surim Bebe'en. That's the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the other machloikis is whether you say Hanan Bebalua, Lamanda Oma, that you would say Hanan Bebe'en, would you say Hanan Bebalua? And that's the. That's the other machlokes. But there's more. There's more. Let's take a look. Thank you. Now, if you remember, yesterday we also had a machloikis about, so we had the sheet of the Ravid that makes a difference between a kli that you could be machshir versus a kli that you can't be machshir, right? We said the Ravid sheet is that a kli that you can't be machshir, then we say misharin and bididei. And a kli that you can be machshir, we only say by the nafik minei. Okay. So now let's look. In the Shulchan Aruch. On page 16. So let's see. Isur shel Isvashal and Heter. Suf Dalad. Isur shel Isvashal and Heter. Afil Makiru, who sholem, Zorko. So if Isser says Badul Heter, you need Shishim Kenega Kol Isser. That's the concept of Bididei. Nishenu Yodim Kama Yotza Bimen. Tichach, Vashuk Teres Isser, Shi Bas Yomu, Tochim Kashul Isser, So if Shishim Kenega Kol Hagedera. Or say, for example, the pot is the Dover Isser. And you cooked rice in the pot, so you have to assume that you have the Mashiach connected to hold the pot. The pot is the day, because the pot had B'liyas Issa, or the spoon. So it doesn't matter what it's made out of. So says the Shach, Koloima or Sivkot Yud Beis, Koloima Lafuki Svaras Harayvot. In other words, this Mechaber is coming to go against the Raivot, because the Raivot said that when do we say Bididei? Only when something like Kli Cheres, that you can't kasher. So then we view it as one unit, and you have to be Mishar Keneged. But something that could kasher, like a Kli Machas, then you say B'mai, the nothing really. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, no, it doesn't matter. Yeah, and that's what the Shach says. He's coming Lafuke Svaras Harayvot. Well, so now take a look. Then there's the other discussion we didn't talk about yet, and that is, what if you stuck a metal spoon, and now it has treif, and you put it in the rice, but obviously the whole spoon is not in the rice. You don't stick the whole spoon, part of the spoon you're holding on to, and you're stirring it. So do you have to do shishim? So we say bididei. But what about by a spoon? That there was normally when a meatball goes into the rice, the whole meatball is in the rice. The spoon is not in the spoon. But do we say that since the spoon is made out of metal, and metal conducts heat, so memela, that's the concept of the Gemara of cham miktsaso, cham kulo, and you also have the din of bididei. That is the Rabbeinu Peretz, at the bottom of the Rabbeinu Peretz here. On page 15. The smack is the top, and the bottom is the Hagosa smack. And the Hagosa smack was written by the Rabbeinu Peretz. It says, Mio Omer Mori, the Tzarchin, the Mateches Chamit Sasu Chamkulo, Yanirat Gamma Shalom Nichtas Barotev Hoylit. So he says that it doesn't matter that the whole spoon is not stuck in, because even the part that wasn't stuck in, since it's made out of metal, we say cham miktsaso cham kulo, that part of it, if part of it gets hot, a conductor, part of it gets hot, like metal, then the whole spoon gets hot. And mamela, so if it's treif in the spoon, that tarfus is going to be coming into the pot, and then you need shishim keneged the whole thing. And since it's bididei, it's the whole spoon, even the part that didn't go into the mixture. And that's the Rabbeinu that goes. That's, he says, look in the Mechaber here, page 16, in the middle of the page. He says, V'yesh mishem machmir bekaf shel mateches lahatzir shishim kedeg kulo afilu lo hichdis ele miktsas. Okay. Okay, so that's another nekuda that we didn't see yet. That Hagos HaSmak. Then
what does Chamek Tzosu Cham Kula mean? Even though you can hold on to it, so it's really not that boiling.
Right. In other words, only part of it is in the pot. So therefore, when we're trying to mevatel b'shishim, do we even have to keep in the cheshbon the rest of the spoon? But we say the rest of the spoon is not in the tarovis. So that's not us.
But it's also not as hot. There's 2 points. It's not in the pot, and it's also not as hot.
Yeah, but
holding it.
I don't know. Is that called? Yeah, it still could be.
Isn't that what Chamek Tzosu Cham Kula comes to tell you? I thought that's what the words are coming from.
That the heat spreads.
Even though there's a shinui in temperature.
It might be less, but it still could be. It still could even be Yatzuletis. It still could even be, as Rav Shechter once pointed out, that just because Yatzuletisbo doesn't mean that you can't hold on to it. It's that you'll flinch away, but then you could still perhaps hold on to something, even if it's Yatzuletisbo. Okay, but now look at Hey, bottom of page 16. If you do a kambuhu ha'isser, go page 17. Kaf chadasha. Ushaina bas yoma shanir bo gola is ayis chalev. Shachach nir bo kuder shal basar. Cholov. Maybe that's cholov. Cholov. Okay, it's cholov. It's tricky. Cholov. Shachach nir bo kuder shal basar. Inser chal shishim levata la kizai shal bola. Tomorina gabi klich. Chatich anasis devela. A few im nir bo isser. Aval kaf yishano bas yoma. Misharina the kula, the whole mashabola nasa sister. The Yeshmi Shaomer Chagamazu in Turkal Shishu Vatala Kazai Shabola. So the second Yeshmi Shaomer, that's the Ramban that we did. That's that Berhagola Yudalit. See? Harashba Shon Bashem Haramban. The Svirle Dolomrin, Babalu Chatichana says the Vela. But the first shita, about that he says before that, is the Mordechai that we were looking for. He says. If you dare come, who is sir? One second, keep going. Kafadasha or Shahir Basioma, Shibbon, yeah. Well, Kaf Yashana Basioma, Sharina Bakula. Why? Why Misharina Bakula? Because Homashabala Nasas Isser. Vasvari Shona Iker, says the Ramah. Vyesha in Machalki Makaf Yashal Chodosh, Rakim Bekli Cheris al Shai Kalim, Vaumin the Bekli Cheris. The Efshal Hafred of Israel, De Hagola, Rina, Klinas is the Vela. So now he's quoting a Mordechai to make a chilek between when do you say Kanan de Balua. It depends what the kli is made of. Now, this seems similar to whether it's something that could be toilet or not. So now the Shach points out that there was a confusion between because they're two very similar things that it can be confused. The Ravid Shita of my Danofik B'didei Misharinan, where he makes a chilek between cheres and anything else. And the Mordechai Shita by Chanan Bebalua. So look at the Shach, the Chavalf. Now, Shanisham Khan Beshulchan Aruch, Rashba, Betoras Habayis. The Rashba, Beshem Haravid, Lokos of Kain El, Bekalim Yishlam Hefshim Hagola. Filiad Kababola, and Sarah Hoshar Megakulam. The Omid Das, the Mighty Nafik Mine, which calls specific of a low right of a low Mighty Plow, Midin Nasas the Vela. The Raiva has nothing to do with Nasas the Vela. The Raivin Shita is about the question of Bididei or B'mayin Dinofik Minei. El Sheyesha Im Chalkin, Mashkos of Torah's Chatas, B'Shem HaMordechai, because of Dover Sheyishlo Hagola. So this is the Mordechai. This is the Mordechai. If we couldn't find it in the original, but it's quoted here, right here. The Dover Sheyishlo Hagola Lo Aminu Bechana. Came into Efshel Lahafrin Ha'Isser, Mishum Da'alidei Hagala. So he says that there are two shitas that seem to be very similar, but have nothing to do one with the other. And what is the discussion of the Didei Minim by the Nafik Minei and the Raivitz Chilat between Kheris and everything else? And then the other discussion of whether you say Hanan, the Balua, and the Mordechai's distinction between Cheres and everything else, which is a separate discussion. And that's what he says, that there were those that confused the two. That said that they were the same thing. He thinks those are two different discussions. There's someone who will get me a chulin. Maybe I'll read you. If you get me a chulin, give me a gemar chulin, and we'll look inside the Mordechai so I can read to you exactly what the Mordechai says. Because somehow, I don't know, I think it got left out of the packet for some reason. So he's bringing it right now. Yeah, you see, he started off the Shachar Chafalov. He says, "Masha Nirsham Kam Shulchan Aruch Rashba B'Toras Habayis B'Shem Haravid Hutos." You see, the Shach starts off in Shachos Chafalov. He says, "Yeshe Im Chalkin." So he says, Shanisham Kama Shulchan Aruch Rashba B'Toras Habayis. They would say Rashba B'Toras Habayis Shem Aravid Hutos. We have it there, but let's see the Mordechai inside. See the Mordechai. Tough Reish Ayin Tes. Fresh deeper than the full. Okay. Yeah. If you Khatiha some of the same Okay, that's a whole other sugya we're going to get to. See, in Tafrei Shayin Ches, we have, let's just see where Tafrei Tes starts. I don't want to waste your time here, one second. Okay, but even if I can't find it now, but it's the same. You know, if you see it?
I think it's. So, Abba B'makam She'ef She'lahafrid, like four lines.
Yeah, where is it? Yeah. Where is that? What line is that?
Tafrei Shayin Ches, go down four lines or three lines.
Which side, the left or the right?
The left side. Where it says Tafrei Shayin Ches in my print.
Yeah. So where does it say Tafrei Shayin Ches?
In the Mordechai, it has the number.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Where does it say?
Oh, Tafrei Shayin Ches. It's in the middle of the page. There's your Dalet on my print. From Hebrew books.
You see, I don't have you down here. You see Tafresh Ayin Tes? Here's Tafresh Pei.
Yeah, go back.
Go back, and where's Tafresh Ayin Tes?
It's the middle of a paragraph.
You see it? I don't know. You see it?
Oh. It's the page before, on the left column.
Oh, yeah, Tafresh Ayin Tes. Okay. Yeah, good. Okay, and where is it? So where's the line you're reading?
The third line down.
Third line, 1, 2, 3.
Aval, at the end of the line on my page. Aval, the Malcolm, Shaf, Shalahafra, that is, sir.
Here we go. Okay, very good. Aval, the Malcolm, Shaf, Shalahafra, that is the Lord, Midchatichna, says the Vela, the Mokane, Ain, Boston, Nifshab, Tsia Saddam, Tamkibol, Kach Potom. We had time when Nami Bikli eight, and Hapatechas, Epsom, Afrin, Issa, and Nivlamem, the Gil, William, Nuffle, Issa, and Mukum, Echara, Lakli, and Rina, Lakola, Kleenas, as the Vela, Harmosa, Issa, and Sharach, Mukola, Klee. So the Mordechai is saying that you do say Hanan Babalua, but only if it's a Klee that you can't be Mafrid Issa. So this is the Mordechai. So if you don't have it, it's on, in the regular Mordechai, it's on page Vav. In the regular Mordechai. Okay, maybe I have it on page 12. Let's see. Let's see. Rabbi Rosenzweig says maybe we have it on page 12. So, one second. Maybe he's right. Okay. I intense. We just lost it. No, that's a different page, is it?
That's the next page.
We just missed it. I apologize. Yes, it's not. I missed that page. Okay. So it's a very similar vort to the Ravid, but the Ravid is talking about Hilchas Bedidei versus Maida Nafik Minei, and the Mordechai is talking about what? The Mordechai is talking about whether you say Hanan Mablius or not. There was Avadi say Hanan Mablius, but maybe only by a cheres and not by a mateches. So the Shach is saying that they used to print the Shulchan Aruch, and they would quote they would mix up this Ravid with the Mordechai, because when it says here on page 18. In the Chaf Aleph, he says, "V'yeshe ein mechalkin." Mashadirshim kam b'shulchan aruch Rashba. I mean, we don't have it here, but he says that some versions of the Shulchan Aruch had Rashba b'shem haRavid. He says toast, because that Ravid is talking about the din of Bedidei. We're talking about now the shaila of Hanan the Bliss. Right? So in our Ramah it says Mordechai, but I guess there was a edition of the Shulchan Aruch that it said Rashbush B'Shem Harayvit, and the Shach says that's a mistake, because don't confuse the Shita of the Raivid Legabe B'Didei, that you say B'Didei if it, the Kli is a Cheres Kli, and the Mordechai Shita is that you say Hanan Mishari Surim when it's a Cheres Tikkli, the same distinction but for a different halacha.
Right.
So that's what he's. Yeah, so that's why it's confusing. So that's why the Shach said in the old editions of the Shulchan Aruch, it said here he's saying Beferish, he's talking about. I'm reading Nasas the Vela. Kakli Nasas the Vela. So there's the Vela Babalua. So now in our versions, it's good. It says Mordechai in our versions.
It's more confusing
according
to the
Tile.
Because the
Tile
is the Mordechai, but the Kli itself.
Right. Which is also.
That's closer to the
Tile. Right. So he says, Mashanishukam. Rashba, so we have a machlokas b'didei made of nafik minei, and we have the Ravid Shita is pshara. When do we say b'didei? And then we have another machlokas of Kanan de Balua. Right, the Ramban doesn't hold from Kanan de Balua. You just mishai kineged the bli assistant, but the Mordechai holds from Kanan de Balua. But he says that even I ol chamam b'malua, we should make a distinction between if it's a kli cheres or a kli matechs. It's the same type of distinction, but for a different halacha. Okay, once you get this straight, you get it straight. But it's so therefore, whenever you. Whenever you have a shayla, first you have to discuss whether you say Hanan or not. That's the first, really. And then after you discuss whether you say Hanan or not, whether we're going to say the whole Chaticha or just the Bliya, or within a Bliya, are you going to say the whole Bliya's Heter, or just the Bliya's Isser? That's the first thing you have to, and then after you discuss what, then the second discussion is okay. I'm going to say the whole blia, or I'm going to say part of the blia. But then, am I going to say b'didei or by the nafik b'didei of whatever I decided is the first. I have to decide what's my zone, what's my chaticha, chatichas blia or chatichas is. Then once I decide what's my chaticha. Then I have to decide, so now how do I do? B'didei or the nafik b'didei? B'didei, the nafik b'didei is really the second part of the discussion if you're talking about blias. Because then you have to, because first you have to know what you're talking about. Chanan b'shari surim, whether you say Chanan or you don't say Chanan. Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, or Babalua, Machlokas the Mordechai and the Machlokas the Ramban. And then once you decide whether you say Hanan or you don't, then the second part of this discussion is, so then do I assume the whole thing of that thing came or only part? Okay, we'll finish up this packet. Maybe we can even start the next packet. I just want to get it clear. It's something that you have to just get it clear in your mind, all the steps. But at least we found that Mordechai inside. Because I apologize that for some reason I never put it in the packet, and I just so now it's you can look it up. Sometimes it's good. Once in a while, there's something that's not in the packet that'll give you an impetus to go to the shelf and find it yourself. Okay. We're going to stop here now today, and we're going to start the other share in a couple of minutes. Okay, have a good day to everybody.